Next, we're going to follow up on the killing of a governor in Pakistan. He was assassinated for opposing a blasphemy law under which a Christian woman was sentenced to death. After the shooting of the governor 1 week ago, we heard from a Pakistani editor who was hoping this event would galvanize opposition to religious extremists. Something else may be happening instead. It involves the Lawyers Movement, a famous force for democracy in Pakistan. To learn more about what's going on, we've reached out to Ahmed Rashid, a Pakistani journalist based in the city of Lahore. Welcome back to the program, sir.
Thank you.
Would you remind us who the lawyers were 2 or 3 years ago, what they were seen as doing 2 or 3 years ago?
Well, at the end of the regime of President Musharraf, the lawyers in the country led the movement against him. Because General Musharraf had dismissed the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, the lawyers agitated for his reinstatement. Now, it must be said then that a lot of the lawyers are extremely right-wing and very conservative, but they united with liberal lawyers in a common demand for a return to democracy, allowing Benazir Bhutto to come back to the country, the holding of elections, and the reinstatement of the Chief Justice.
That was the position they took at a historic moment in Pakistan, and now the governor of the Punjab province, where you are, has been assassinated by one of his own bodyguards, apparently. That's the man who was accused. And what position have the lawyers taken on that case?
Well, a very large number of lawyers have sided with the killer. More than 1,000 lawyers have signed up to defend Murtaza Qadri, the police official who shot Salman Taseer 26 times a few days ago. Liberal lawyers are horrified by what has happened, but they are very quiet because everybody now is very scared. One of the religious extremist organizations issued a threat to the daughter of Salman Taseer because she had given an interview to the BBC and she had written an article, and one of these religious groups issued a death threat to her. And this religious leader has not been arrested. And likewise, all those defending the killer, there's been no action taken against them.
I want to make sure I clarify what we're talking about here, because if you're a lawyer, obviously any defendant is entitled to a defense, is entitled to a lawyer. That's part of the legal system. Are you saying these 1,000 lawyers who've signed up on behalf of the defendant are going beyond legal advocacy here?
Well, yes, because what they're doing is that they're expressing their political point of view, which is that they believe that the killer was totally justified in killing the governor. And they're expressing their support for the killer, and they're expressing their support for what he said, which was, I stand by the blasphemy law, I'm a slave of the Prophet Muhammad, and I will do whatever he says. Now, those few words that he uttered as he was being put into a police car is what has really motivated these lawyers to defend him.
In what way would it be the rule of law to kill a man as he leaves lunch?
Well, the real question here is not a question of blasphemy or no blasphemy. It's a question that, you know, nobody is allowed to take the law into their own hands. And these are lawyers who should be respecting the law, which is obviously, I mean, one of the tenets of the law that you don't go around murdering people. And here we have the lawyers actually suggesting that murdering who they don't like, politically speaking, is justified.
So what does this mean for a secular Pakistan?
Well, I think it really is a sign of breakdown. It's a sign of breakdown of law and order. The fundamentalists now seem to have got a cause célèbre. They're on a roll now. They're acting much more threateningly. Many of these fundamentalists want to overthrow the government and impose an Islamic system. The government itself is very paralyzed. They're not taking any measures. So people are very, very deeply worried by this quite dramatic and sudden turn of events.
Ahmed Rashid is a Pakistani journalist and author. He's on the line from Lahore. His latest book is Descent into Chaos. Thanks very much.
Thank you.